Good afternoon, my hustle is on Manare.
Yeah.
And I'm some from San Juan, Puerto Rico. And I'm very happy to be here and very honored to be here. And I think I want to thank you guys for being here. Such a nice convention going on, and to be here means you have you care about people, you know, you care about service. This is what it's all about, sharing what we have. You know, I come from a very small island, and I probably drove more yesterday than all my whole life. I have a house on the beach, and I consider it to be far from San Juan, and I get there in an hour and 45 minutes. And I drove close to 3.5 hours last night, so probably crossed my country a couple of times. So. But it's very pretty here, and I enjoy it very much. And since I come from a small island, it was very easy to have a bad reputation in a small place. You know, those who come from small towns know how easy it is to get a bad reputation, you know, and how hard it is to change your reputation. You know, once they think you're a bad person or you do bad things, to change that takes a long time. So that's what we're doing here. Public relations is the way we present NA to the public. And it's very important to me as a member of NA that we give NA a good reputation, you know. So everything we do when we're doing the public relations service is to give NA a good reputation and to make sure that everybody understands, you know, that NA is a simple, honest way to carry the message, and we do it in a simple, honest way. So we don't brag about how good NA is. We don't exaggerate claims, you know, like the 11th tradition say. We just say that NA is an alternative for people who want to enter into recovery. So we don't, or at least I don't, say that NA is the only place in the world where they will find recovery, because that's bragging. You know, and I myself, I'm a product from public relations. I was in a hospital, and somebody from H&I came there and talked about the program in a way that I understood what they were talking about. So I'm very, very thankful for those committees that do public relations in hospitals and institutions that make the way so there's a panel in a place like that. And that panel was the one that brought me the message. So I'm really blessed to be here and thankful for that, for those efforts. The topic of today's workshop is public relations, technology, NA, and you. And me, because I'm part of NA. You know, I never had purpose in my life. Never found a purpose. And I was like a boat that had the sails, but they were not tied. You know, every time the wind blew, it took me someplace else, you know? And I was always going around probably in circles for many years. Everything I started, I never finished. I started in college, never finished. I started good jobs, I never could stay in jobs. And because once I touched the substance, you know, I found a release from the way I felt. But that didn't give me a purpose. But when I understood that there were people like me out there that didn't know that NA existed, and I wanted them to come into the meeting and enjoy the life that I'm living now, you know. So that's the topic of the theme of this convention. It's miracles beyond measure. Because my life, in all accounts, is a miracle. And I want everybody who's there using out there to find a new way of life just like I did. Joining the efforts of public relations and hospitals and institutions have given me a purpose. Just like the fifth tradition gives NA a purpose. So everything we do, absolutely everything, is about carrying the message to the still suffering addict. Everything else is second to that. You know, we have one only major purpose. Okay? And we are a vision of hope. We all carry a message. It all depends on what message do we want to carry. So today I have an NA shirt. When I have an NA shirt, though I don't represent NA, people that are not from NA don't understand that. If a professional came in right now and saw me here, he'd probably think I'm the spokesman for NA. He probably doesn't know our tradition. Thank you, Craig. I'm not. And that's what public relations does. We try to explain to the public in general what is NA, the principles behind NA, our traditions, how do we work, our fifth, our seventh, our sixth, our 12th, our 11th, our 9th, all the traditions, and the best language that they understand, not on our own lingo, because we have our own language here. But when we do a public presentation, we cannot use that language. We need to know what's the public we're going to address and speak in a language that they understand. Because some of the message is lost when they don't understand the way we talk, okay? And the way we dress. I'm dressed like here now, but if I was giving a presentation in front of a panel of professionals, I'd probably have a long sleeve shirt and nice pants, you know. And not because I want to fake who I am. It's just because what I'm doing at that moment is doing what the fifth tradition says. It's carrying the message so addicts that are out there can come into our meetings. And who is the people who can bring addicts to our meetings? Who are the people that in our sixth tradition we can cooperate with? Professionals, policemen, judges, doctors, psychologists, you know? So we have to show respect for them, but also for ourselves. Because if we want them to send people to our meetings, we wanna present a good face of NA, you know? So when I'm wearing a shirt that says NA, I have to behave accordingly. Because even that I don't represent NA, if they see me doing something wrong, they're going to say, you see, those are the guys of NA. The guy that went to speak the other day was from NA. And look at him. He's breaking a door. He's hitting his wife. He's throwing cigarette butts on the floor in the front of the meeting, you know. Bet anybody of you done that before, huh? So, to me, it's also part of my 9th step, you know. I was not a sociopath, but I did a lot of harm, you know, by my behavior, you know. And it's part of my amends to do something about it so that some people can come into my meetings, you know, and I can be a better person. It's part of my amends. It's also very important when we do presentations, we pick up good speakers, people who know the principles. It's not how much clean time you have. It's how much have you worked with these principles, you know? And it's like the famous thing that everybody thinks that confidentiality is anonymity, but they're not the same, you know? So we have to pick people that know what they're talking about, that are presentable. If you're going to speak in a school, pick young people. You know, if you're going to speak to professionals, get people who look professional, you know. And that's what public relations is. step and tradition work. You know, one time in my recovery, I used to be a service junkie. I was light in the meetings and darkness in my house, you know. So I had to make a step back and work on my program. You know, the nice tradition talks about we are responsible to those we serve. But if we don't have a program of recovery, how can we be responsible? So if you hide in the committees and never do a meeting, then you're doing something wrong, you know. I don't have much time to talk, you know. I just want to tell you that we're gonna do a workshop now. We're gonna separate in small groups, and we're gonna present you all with some scenarios of our real life, things that happen in real life. Some of the scenarios will be social media, and some of the other scenarios will be about anonymity, about some traditions. We wanted to project some traditions there, but we didn't have our computer didn't have the connection to use that system, so we apologize for that. And before I stop, I want to read something to you. And so I'm going to read it just for today, for the 2nd of April. It says, attraction. Our public image consists of what we have to offer, a successful, proven way of maintaining a drug-free lifestyle. Page 75. Yes, we are attracting new members. More and more addicts are finding Narcotics Anonymous. But how do we treat our newest members when they arrive, worn out of their struggles with addiction? Do we reach out to newcomers who are standing by themselves at our meetings, confused and uncertain? Are we willing to give them rights to the meeting? Do we still work on the one-on-one with the addict who suffers? Do we give them our phone numbers? Are we eager to go on a 12-step call? Even if it means getting up of the middle of our night, will we work with somebody different or somebody who has a different sexual orientation or from another culture? Are we generous with the gift of our time? No doubt we were met with love and acceptance by our fellow addicts. What attracted many of us to Narcotics Anonymous was the feeling that we finally found a place where we belong. Are we offering the same sense of belonging to our newer members? We cannot promote Narcotics Anonymous, and this is very important. We don't need to promote. We need to attract. But when we put principles in action in our lives, we attract newer members to the NA way, just as we were attracted to the recovery. Just for today, I will work with a newcomer. I will remember that I was once a newcomer myself. I will seek to attract others with the same sense of belonging I found in NA. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you.